How soon do you have to start a legal process if you've been in an accident?
You have to notify your no-fault insurance company within 30 days of the accident.
That was just paperwork up until recently. Now, I guess in the CSI of even auto accidents days, there's all kinds of electronic stuff that you need to do within those 30 days.
For notifying the insurance company of the accident, it's 30 days, but we as attorneys prefer the client to notify us as soon as possible. There's a number of investigation steps that need to be looked into, such as street cameras, such as locating the vehicles involved in the accident, so that perhaps a download of what's commonly referred to as a black box can be done.
How much has this changed auto accident litigation?
I would say the investigation phase has been advanced from maybe the 30-day period to within, say, the first day or two. Oftentimes in a serious car accident where the vehicles are totaled, the insurance company very frequently has the vehicles towed, stored for not more than a few days, and perhaps sold for salvage.
It used to be it was kind of a he said, she said about what happened to the accident. But if you have the data in the black box or you have a surveillance camera of the city or the state or whomever, you can look at the accident.
Yes. It's a digital recreation of actually how the accident happened. Street cameras, if the accident happens in the right spot, can catch the accident and the aftermath. What happened? Did a driver, say, flee the scene? Did a driver go over to the injured party? Was the other driver speeding? Perhaps even was the other driver intoxicated? And that's all on a digital recreation, a video that can be played. Black box, or what's commonly referred to as a black box, can record speed. It can record a hard brake. It can record, in certain circumstances, the route that a person took, or whether there was an attempt to avoid the accident by steering left or right.
How much does this change the process that you go through and that the lawyer on the other side goes through when, in these situations, you can look at the screen and see what happened?
In a certain sense, it makes it easier if we have documentary evidence about how the accident happens. And it makes it clear-cut, because if a case gets to the jury, or if there's a dispute with regard to whether a person was injured in an accident and the no-fault insurance company has some questions, this can, early on, can help secure an injured person their medical benefits if the insurance company is satisfied through a no-fault basis that they were injured in the accident.
So if someone comes in and says, I was in an accident 2 months ago, that's a real problem now.
Yes, it is. Oftentimes, we'll just take the street cameras. Oftentimes, the street scenes recorded on those cameras are only preserved for 30 days. We send in a FOIL request. That's a Freedom of Information Law request to the municipality. If the client doesn't come to us to 60 days, that's taped over in most circumstances.
Must be frustrating.
It is. Then we have to proceed with what we would call the normal investigation, which we would do anyway, but it's less certain. Oftentimes there's witnesses and we obtain statements. We can buttress how the accident happened by that black box. But then again, if the client doesn't come to us within, say, 60 days, we have to track down the vehicle. Oftentimes, it's sold to a junkyard, and we have been successful in locating those vehicles and having what is called a download.
Within that 30 days.
Within the 30 days, yes. But I should point out that black box data usually doesn't go stale on a personal vehicle. However, if an accident is involving, say, a tractor trailer, once that tractor cycles 250 ignitions beyond the accident, then you start losing data off the black box.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Dan McGillicuddy has been here talking about if you're going to be in an accident and start a lawsuit, do it quickly. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.